Good afternoon, everyone. No Robert this afternoon to introduce me. Not sure what to do about that, but Robert, I gave you a day off because the board, we got started early, got done a little early. I thought I'd get over here so everybody wouldn't call me tomorrow morning. Okay. We've been going over these new guidelines along with board, lawyers, everybody. First of all, let me explain that, and attorneys agree on this, the state order is in effect about stay at home and no gatherings. And that stay at home order is in effect, meaning no visitors. As you know, all the activities we have across the board is no visitors. No visitors for golf, tennis, pickleball, bocce, swimming. There's still no visitors. Now, what the HOA has decided, which we've said multiple times, residents are responsible to follow the state order. The HOA will not be looking for violations of the state order on private property. We're not looking to see if you're violating the state order of visitors on your own property. We will investigate complaints of private property on noise and conduct. But we are looking for and will enforce the state order on common property, which means no visitors, no gatherings on common property. And that includes the streets, the parking lots, the golf course, anywhere that's common. Now, what's clear is if you're walking down the street with a grandchild who's 5 years old, you have violated the state order, you're going to be cited. I've gotten some emails from people questioning that that's not right. I go, yes, it is. The state order currently is stay at home, no visitors. We're not going to enforce it on your private property, but that doesn't mean you should be out biking with your grandkids on public property, on our common property, because you're not even supposed to be here. So I hope that clarifies that. Please be sensible, responsible about this. We're not looking for it, but it's on your private property or in your backyard. But on common property, you're going to be cited. Now, the new order basically is this in a nutshell. Let me read it to you. Californians must wear face coverings outdoors if the 6-foot distancing cannot be maintained. This is in a nutshell. We got this down to the nitty-gritty. So Californians must wear face coverings outdoors if 6 feet social distancing cannot be maintained. Now, that's very different than the very first order that said masks were required everywhere outdoors by everybody. So we're past that. So what the governor and the health department is saying is, if you're in a situation where you can't maintain 6 feet, you must wear a mask. Now, what's different, too, is a week ago, it was recommended. It's no longer being recommended. It's specific. You are required to wear a mask outdoors if you can't maintain 6-foot social distancing. It's the HOA's opinion, the board's opinion at this point, that you have to try hard, but you need to do it. You can play golf, play tennis, play pickleball. You can play bocce and go to swimming and go to dog parks. And you can maintain social distancing. You have to work at it very hard sometimes, but you can do it. So the board is not going to impose the requirement of wearing a mask at these outdoor activities. You, as the responsible resident, are required to follow the state order or wear a mask. It's that simple. Now, what it does mean is, if our marshals go by or security goes by that dog park and there's 4 people standing in a huddle, you all can be cited for a violation of that order. Okay? The no gathering, being too close together. It's very simple. Stay apart. As long as we all stay apart, we're going to help each other. We're not here to spread this virus. We're not here to try to make people's lives miserable. We're trying to open it up, make it fun, but we're also trying to protect people. Let's not lose sight. Riverside, Indio, it's on the rise. It's going crazy at the moment. So let's do our best. So to reiterate, you must wear a face mask if you're outdoors and you can't maintain 6 feet. So let's do that. Now, when it comes down to on dog parks, I told you I'd get back to you on dog parks. Here's the story. The dog parks will open on June 23. What day of the week is that? I don't know. Hey, Gus, what day of the week is the 23rd? Tuesday. Okay. Dog parks will open on the 23rd. Reservations will be taken starting the 22nd, the day before. You can make reservations up to 1 week in advance. You make the reservation by calling the Lifestyle Department desk at 760-345-4349, extension 2120, Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. So starting Monday at 9 a.m., you can call in for a dog park reservation, and there's 4 different locations. We talked about that. There's a maximum of 4 people in each dog park section. So not 4 household, right? 4 people total. So if you and a spouse from the same household want to be in that dog park together, you have to reserve it for both of you, not just one, and the other person come with you. 1 person equals 1 reservation. 1 reservation per day per person. You may not make multiple reservations per day per person, but during the day, if nobody's there, you're welcome to walk in all you want. Reservations are for 25 minutes. Reservations are on the hour and half hour. And the reason for 25 minutes, that gives you 5 minutes to leave and vacate the area before the next people come in. This is important, so we maintain social distancing. Social distancing is required. If you can't maintain social distancing, you are required to wear a face mask. There'll be no water, no water fountains, no chairs, none of that stuff. Just like so everything's the same way, right? When we open the gym, there's going to be no water. Bring your own water. No showers. I don't know if I talked about that before, but gyms, there'll be no showers, no changing. You have to come ready. You're not going to use the lockers. We're going to block it all off. And we're trying to limit what anybody uses with each other in order to make sure it's safer. Okay. Now, we did talk about briefly the online. I'm not going to talk for 42 minutes today, by the way. My lovely bride told me that when she started to listen, she goes, Kim, I don't listen to you for 42 minutes ever in my last 30 years with you. So I'm not doing it today. So she had to do it in 2 parts. I talked to you about the online booking system that's going to start. I believe I said on June 26th. Don't hold me to this because, I came right from a board meeting, so some of this I'm winging it. That online booking system, I originally told you, you would be able to phone in and the online booking system would start at the same time. Turns out I was incorrect. The program can't do that. The online booking system can only start and stop once. That's it. We can't just have a start time and have different start times for different events. So what's anticipated is on the 26th, when the online booking system begins, it will open up at 8 a.m. for everything. Tennis, pickleball, bocce, the gym, the pools. So where you now call at like 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock, depending on your pool time, all reservations for all the activities except golf, golf's on its own, all the activities will start at 8 a.m. That includes the phone calls. So if you're going to phone in, you're going to phone in at 8 o'clock. If you're going to use the online booking system, you can start at 8 o'clock. And it goes from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. Now, here's the reality. I'm going to tell you, folks, I know this is going to happen. If you phone in on 8 o'clock on June 26th, you are going to be put on hold for an hour and a half. Because if everybody phones in for tennis, pickleball, bocce, swimming, dog parks, if everything's coming online at the same time, We don't have that many phone lines or that much staff. So somebody's going to be put on hold. Somebody's going to go to voicemail. You're not going to be called back. Sign up for the online system. The online system will let you right in. First come, first serve. You'll get to your spots. Do the online thing. It'll work. For those of you who need help with that, let's talk to some computer people or friends so that you learn to do this online system. I hate to say it, but I know it's going to happen. That people are going to be put on hold and go, this isn't fair. Nope. What's fair is whole thing starts at 8 o'clock. It'll shut down at 8. So that's online booking. So you'll get some information on signing up next week, and then you will be off to the races with the online system. So, okay, hopefully that clears it up as far as masks. For all intents and purposes, nothing has changed, except if you are closer than 6 feet, masks are required and not recommended, and you can be cited for that. So, and then the only other change is dog parks are opening. So phone in Monday. I wish you well in dog parks. Please, please stay away from each other. It would be a nice time to make, if you're playing with your dog and a ball, do not share that ball with other people. That's the idea. Keep all that stuff away. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Tomorrow's prime rib. Great prime rib. The Shadows Takeout's doing really well, so I thank you all for supporting that. That's helping us all. I have a great weekend, and I'll probably talk to you next week sometime. Take care. Bye-bye.